The PGA Tour presents the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America, streaming live on PGATour.com. Follow us today and every day on Twitter at Golf Talk America. Now, the Golf Talk America crew.
And welcome, everybody, to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews with you today. It is the 15th, right in the middle of the month there, of June. And boy, we've got a lot of golf. I mean, we normally have a lot of golf to talk about on this show. It's in the title, so we should talk about it. But we talk about a lot of other stuff, too. But boy, there's a lot of golf that had taken place in the last week and will take place certainly this week coming up. Most importantly, the final major of the year, the British Open, being played at Royal Portrush. And we're going to talk with Jim Grosjean about that coming up in just a little bit, one of our favorite writers. He's played there. He's been there recently. So a lot of stuff that we're going to be talking about with the British Open. And all the guys are out there. All the ones who are playing and qualified are there and practicing. And the weather's beautiful today. That's supposed to change. Of course, it will, because it is an open championship. And weather's always going to be a factor there. In the meantime, Frank Bassett was with Brendan Sweeney last week. They were at the Donald Ross Classic at Brendan's Golf Resort, the great, beautiful resort there in French Lick, Indiana, at the Symetra Tour. And so we'll talk with Brendan Sweeney about that and what happened and all the fun these guys had. We'll just sit back and let them tell a few stories about what happened, the ones that they at least can tell on the air. And, oh, by the way, there was some celebrity golf being played, too, the American Century. So if you like your non-golf guys, the Tony Romos and the hockey players and actors and whatnot playing in Tahoe, that was going on last weekend too. So, oh, did I forget about the John Deere Classic? Yes, that was playing. So, as you can tell, there was an awful lot of golf. It'll be hard to get anything else in other than golf. And Frank, I'm already out of breath just talking about that. That's half the show right there. Frank is in the Nashville studios. How you doing?
Man, I'm tired after listening to all that. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah,
hey, great. You're right. There's a lot going on. We had a four-ball tournament out here at Bluegrass Yacht and Country Club this weekend while I was out of town, thank goodness, because we have a lot of horses out there at that course that have deep wallets and gamble a lot. So I'm glad I was out of town. But, I'll tell you, Tim, being at French Lick is always a thrill. We love it there. They've been a great sponsor of this show forever, and friends of ours all up there. We know everybody. They know us, and they still let us show up. But the Donald Ross Classic, yeah, the third edition of the Donald Ross Classic, the Symetra Tour event, they're on the Donald Ross course, which is a very, very difficult golf course. And if the wind's blowing, much like we'll talk about later on Royal Portrush, if the wind's blowing on that Donald Ross course, it's going to be tough. The wind sort of laid down this week up there, and the 3 days of tournament play, Patty Tavatanakit won the tournament. She's a UCLA gal,
very nice.
And she's from Bangkok, Thailand originally, but she's American, speaks very fluent English, and also shot 7 under par on the final day. I mean, come on.
Very nice. Jeez. Symetra Tour, for those that aren't familiar, is the Korn Ferry Tour, if you will, of the web.com tour in the past of the PGA. This is for the LPGA. So it's the ladies trying to get to the LPGA playing on the Symetra Tour. Excellent golf, I'm guessing, huh, Frank?
Oh, I mean,
they know how to play the game.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
It's just like going to the Korn Ferry Tour and watching those guys play. They're just great. Now, the thing about the ladies that I'm so impressed with, and we all are, is their tempo. They just, and I said it on our previous show live from French Lick, if you want to emulate someone in golf, don't try to emulate Brooks Koepka. Don't try to emulate Ricky Fowler. Don't try to emulate Tiger. Watch the women on the LPGA and the Symetra Tour and watch their tempo and how they swing. They swing very much within themselves, yet they get great distance out of the ball and great accuracy. So emulate them. Practice with a metronome. It really, really works.
And luckily, Brendan Sweeney emulates them in fashion, does he not?
He does. Brendan Sweeney, by the way.
Did he have some unique looks going on last week?
Yeah, we did. Hey, by the way, Brendan caught up with Patty Tavatanakit right after her round. And let's hear a little bit about what they had to say.
Okay.
All right, Patty. Congratulations on your first LPGA victory.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about your round today.
I would say I try to stay with the present a lot, and that helped me kind of being in the zone, and which I did clutch up the last 4 holes. I made 2 birdies. No, the last 3 holes. Yes, I made birdie. I birdied 16, 17, and par 18, so that's a pretty good finish, knowing where I'm at, and I didn't kind of messed up, so I'm pretty proud of that.
You're the third
UCLA
Bruin to win at the French Lick Resort at the Donald Ross Classic.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me a little bit about that.
Just like to keep the tradition going. I know Coach Carrie Forsyth and Coach Alicia is pretty proud of that, you know, seeing all the Bruins out here performing and dominating the tour, and just, you know, they're good coaches, and it's their hard work paid off, and so is ours. So
how does it separate you? How does the Symetra Tour separate you from the NCAA? What's the difference playing as an individual compared to as a team?
I'm more self-centered. I'd say it's not like, not in a bad way, but I'm just more focused on myself, and I think that helped me a lot as a golfer, not having to think about, like, not having to carry that much weight on myself, knowing that I have to go out there and do this for someone. And when you messed up, you know, just like just a little bit or just one shot, it just affects your mental, and it just kind of, I mean, like, for me, it's hard for me to forgive myself already, and like having that much pressure and expectations for the team, I think it is what separate me from playing individually and on the team.
Great.
So, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. You'll
always remember French Lick, Indiana.
Yeah, I will.
Thank you so much. Have a great day. Thanks for visiting us. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right.
And that was Brendan Sweeney with this year's Symetra Tour Donald Ross Classic winner, Patty Tavatonikin.
Brendan made her nervous.
He did. He sounded like Brendan made her nervous. And speaking of Brendan Sweeney, the director of player personnel, development, media relations, and all that good stuff from the French Lick Resort, he joins us right now. Brendan, good morning.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How are you?
Hey, did you make her nervous in the interview?
No, she was. It was great. I mean, Patty Tavatonikin came strolling down, and she was overwhelmed. You know, the gals ran out. They dumped water all over, and I got her right when she was coming off, so she was still in the moment. Really, really nice young lady. Great family. Her dad was on the back. Mom was there. Travel. And she won. God, she had four firsts this year at UCLA.
Yeah.
But the crazy thing is she's the third person. This is our third year of having the Donald Ross Classic. Lee won it. Stephanie Coho won it last year. And then Patty won it this year. But all three of the girls were just graduates of UCLA. So I don't know if they're channeling the inner John Wooden of Indiana to bring their spirits to the Donald Ross course. But tell you what, they're kicking ass and taking names, that's for sure.
Yeah, they absolutely are. There was some great play that went on. Now, we played in the Pro-Am, and we successfully defended our second-place finish.
It wasn't the Pro-Am. It was the Sweeney Cup.
The Sweeney Cup, I'm sorry, which was part of the Pro-Am, but it was the media.
The Masters within the Masters.
The Masters within the Masters. But we played with Leona McGuire, who is number three on the money list, and, you know, the top 10, as Mike Nichols told us in our live show there at French Lick, the top 10 move on to the LPGA, and Leona is, like I say, number three and money winnings. And she was really expected her to play well. First day she came out pretty strong and then kind of withered away.
Nah, she won 68, 75, 67, which is very solid. But if you look at the scoreboard from the last day, there were three rounds of 63. Then on day two, there were three hole-in-ones. So
yeah.
It was these girls can play. And Mike was saying that there was roughly about 300, 350 girls that qualify to play on the Symetra Tour. But they only take 10 to go to the LPGA, 144 play a week. But with the prize purses, you know, the purses not being as much as the LPGA, obviously, every dime counts, every putt counts. And we were watching a few of these ladies come in, and every putt came down to the final few feet. And that adds up towards the end of the year for getting your card.
Hey, I was curious when you guys were playing there, Brennan, as Frank was saying, the weather was calm, so it helped the scores a little bit there. Everybody, every time you guys talk about the Donald Ross course, how difficult it can play, would that have mattered an awful lot? These women are obviously really, really good. Would the weather have factored in there in normal cases this time of year, or did it play about like it normally would?
The last 2 years, it was 12-under that won, 12-under that won, and 13-under that won this year. So they've all been relatively consistent.
Okay.
You know, it was warm. It was humid. There wasn't any wind there at all. and normally there's a prevailing wind coming out of the southwest, but it's yeah, it was relatively calm, and that really caused to be great and in great conditions for the course. But we've also had a ton of rain up there. You know, May was a record-setting year in Indiana for rain, and it hasn't rained in a few days. But the course was so plush, the greens were in perfect condition.
Beautiful.
Brett Beck, our superintendent, his whole team just killed it. I mean, there was a lot of play on that course and a lot of landing zones. Every night, those guys were out there filling divots, and you couldn't even tell what was going on. It was great. It was a great week. We got a couple more years left, and we look forward to watching these ladies grow and always remembering French Lick's special place in their heart.
Very cool. Very nice. Very nice. Hey, any side stories there, Frank? I mean, you guys normally run into a bear on the fourth hole, or something happens that is.
Well,
hard to believe.
I don't know. Actually, this trip was pretty tame.
Really?
Yeah.
Age catching up, huh?
No, we were serious about defending our second place finish.
Well, I tell you what, Saturday night was the big
badge of honor.
The Legends Bar was the.
I had to leave, so I was not there.
Reunion. They had the Springs Valley Larry Bird's High School. They had their class reunion going on there, so they had a band outside in the square.
Oh,
that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I hate that I missed that.
Well, it's probably good because I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, okay. We'll just leave that alone. There's another opportunity for us to get back to French Lick and do some fun stuff, and that's coming up in October of this year for the Senior LPGA Championship, and that will
be presented by
Old National Bank, benefiting Riley's Hospital for Children.
Yes.
And it will be contested on the Pete Dye Golf Course, which I played with Vic, and remind me, Vic's last name, Brendan?
Vic Williams from Golf Tips Magazine.
Golf Tips Magazine. We had a really good match going that on that course the next day. He and I had a lot of fun out there.
He's a funny guy, and if you guys get a chance, go to golftips.com, check out his stuff. He's a great guy.
Yeah, he is.
They put out a quality product, and we had 20 media members there from around the world.
Yeah.
Quan Cao came in from the Republic of China. He lives in Augusta, but he was actually a great asset to have there because we had a few ladies from China that played really well. So it worked out pretty good.
Yeah, it worked out real well. Congratulations on a fabulous tournament, Brendan Sweeney, and to you and the entire staff at French Lick and the French Lick Resort dinner. Thanks for the great dinner and Sinclair's that you treated the media to. That was fabulous also. So.
Yeah, I get to explain all the other receipts this week. So I'm glad we had a good time on last week.
You just
be a pain in the ass the rest of the week.
Yes, sir, as they say. Yeah, I don't even want to be in town when you file that expense report. I want to be three counties away.
Well,
I bet he's clever enough with the accounting.
He is.
Yes. Tim, by the way, you're on my report as well.
Yeah, I know. I'll be sure to answer the phone when they call.
Yeah.
All right. Absolutely. Hey, guys, thanks for your support. Really appreciate it. We'll catch you down the road.
Hey, buddy. Take care. Thanks, Sweeney. See you, man.
All right. See you, guys.
See you, Brendan. We'll see him actually at Medina, will we not, Frank?
We will see Brendan at Medina for the BMW Championship. We'll be live there from the Eaglewood Resort, which butts up against Medina. So we'll be live in there. Their lobby for the BMW Championship. Yep. I, by the way, am reloading and getting ready to head to the Barbasol Championship in Lexington, Kentucky. We'll be live there from the Marriott Griffin Gate Resort and Spa. Marriott will be our host this week, our host hotel. So looking forward to Colin Gooch and his staff there. Colin's the head golf professional. And great, great track. Griffin Gate is a great golf track. And it's about 12 minutes away from where the Barbasol will be contested. So we'll be on course morning shows and on course in the afternoon for the Barbasol this whole week. Going to be you'll be on Very with nice. Me and our good friend Matthew Lawrence, actor who co-hosted with us last week, actor of stage, screen. I said he was in the Breakfast Club and I thought he was going to have a meltdown. He said it was St. Elmo's fire, Frank. So, but he'll be co-hosting with us, and he lives there in Lexington and does Backspin Golf. We were on his show yesterday, Sunday morning, 7 a.m.
Okay.
In Lexington. Okay. So, good friend. We're going to have a lot of fun. Robert Garrigus is going to be there, so you know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
We'll have a couple of handles in the room, stop by, so to speak.
Perfect.
Tito's handles.
Perfect.
So, yeah.
Nice.
It's going to be a great tournament. Yeah, but
it's
but,
gonna be good.
But
yep.
man, yep. yesterday, the John Deere, are you kidding me? Another first-time yeah. winner on the PGA Tour.
Yeah, he did. He did great. Dylan Fratelli,
yeah.
who is out of University of Texas. People may remember him. He actually made the winning putt for Texas back when they beat Alabama. Jordan Spieth was on the team with Fratelli back then in 2012. So he's kind of – it just shows you the disparity between what happens to college golfers at different points, right? Because Spieth just suddenly went from Texas, just like Matthew Wolf went from Oklahoma State, and next thing you know, bam, he's winning tournaments. He's on the PGA Tour. That was Spieth. Fratelli obviously is taking a slower, a different route, European Tour. He's won on the European Tour to get here. But, yeah, first-time winner again on the PGA Tour. And didn't walk away with it, but had a comfortable walk down 18 and played very, very well considering that kind of pressure of winning your first time. I can only imagine, even if you have a 2 or 3 shot lead on 18, I couldn't probably help but find enough water and trees and do my own version of Vandeveld on the last hole there. And yeah, somehow shoot a 9 on the final hole, you know.
Yeah, you know, 85% of Fratelli's strokes gained for the week were a result of his play on and around the greens at TPC Deer Run.
Yeah.
He ranked second in both strokes gained around the green and putting. So he went from 154th to 48th in the FedEx Cup standings. So big-time jump. Big number.
And it also meant he jumped on a plane yesterday, too.
He jumped on a plane yesterday. He
and headed east instead of west
yeah.
and is now over in Ireland. So good for him. That's yeah. the way to do it. That's the way to get that final spot for the British Open, which is what's kind of the cool thing about the John Deere. People sometimes may not follow the John Deere that much. It's another stop on the tour, and there's a bunch of them. I get it. But that is unique about it because it's at one spot. You win, and if you haven't already qualified – then you suddenly have to have your wife, girlfriend, mother, friend, somebody pack some clothes and ship them to because unless you pack for 2 weeks, you're gonna need some more clothes when you get to the British Open.
I'm sure he can afford to buy a new wardrobe after winning the John Deere Classic.
Yeah, the check doesn't clear just quick though, Frank.
Oh, it does. It's probably electronically
living on $3
transferred
right
in
now. Yeah. You know.
You know the heat.
So good
the
for
last
good for
five.
Him.
Listen to this. The last five PGA Tour winners, Tim, non majors. Yep. Bogey-free in the final two rounds. Fratelli in the John Deere Classic. Hideki Matsuyama in the WGC HSBC Champions. Ryan Moore in the John Deere Classic. Justin Rose in the Zurich Classic. And the Waste Management Phoenix Open, Brooks Koepka in 2015. So Zurich Classic and Phoenix Open, Jeez. 2015, 2016, John Deere and WGC. And then, of course, the John Deere Classic in 2019 with Dylan Fratelli. So congratulations, wow. Dylan. Great
stuff.
Job, pal. And
yeah.
Play on because he's been yeah, around nice. A while. He's not not like Wolf. He's not
yeah,
right out
said.
Of the chute.
Yeah.
33rd start,
no,
by the way,
like
on
said.
Tour. So
Yeah. So good for him. Good for him. That's really cool. And we mentioned that he was getting ready, practicing with everybody else over in Ireland for the Open Championship. And Frank, we got somebody special to talk to. He's right there next year. You might have thought that it was Bogey the Wonder Dog, but there's someone else next year as well.
You did hear Bogey the Wonder Dog in the background because his Uncle Jim is in studio with us today. Jim Grosjean, who is the writer for Golf Talk America, the travel writer and the travel editor on our website, the website that will have some new special stuff on it that Jim will
features,
there you go, that Jim will be putting out there. Jim Grosjean, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Frank. Good to be here.
Hey, man, it's good to have you.
Well.
Bloody Mary's this morning here at the house and then go to the studio. And
I'm working on a little hangover as we speak.
Yeah, I could tell last night on the phone. Me too. That's okay. It was fun. So Tim, you know, Jim just got back from Ireland twice in 2 months.
two trips.
Two trips.
2 trips in 2 months.
On the Golf Talk America G5, yeah.
Well, I was invited by Northern Ireland Tourism to go for a writer's trip in late April, early May. And there were writers from Australia, Canada, and United States. And we were taken around to play 3 of the best courses in Ireland. 1, Royal County Down, which is often ranked number 1 in the world. And then we played Ardglass, which is kind of a I'll explain later what that's like. It's nice. And Portrush was the final round. And, of course, we know about that. They're having the Open this week.
The 148th edition of the Open Championship
this
week.
Yeah. First time in Northern Ireland since 1951.
Yeah. In 1951, they had a crowd of 8,000 people, Jim, watching this tournament.
Well, this year it's going to be closer to 200,000, and it will probably.
How will they get that many people around that? That's a tight area, isn't it?
You'll be taking buses, trains, helicopters,
drones, dropping people by drone.
it will be hard to drive into that.
Yeah,
it's going to be crazy.
Yeah, it is.
200,000 people. They sold out. It's the first one that's sold out ahead of time, and it sold out quickly, and they added 15,000 more tickets, and those sold out as well.
Well, we were watching this morning, Jim and Tim. Jim and I were watching Tiger and Dustin Johnson and Ricky Fowler playing a practice round at Royal Port Rush, and Jim was pointing out some of the things about the golf course. One, mainly, that it's 67 degrees there right now, and there's absolutely zero wind. With zero wind, Jim, I mean, you played the course. What? And Jim's a stick. He's a player, Tim. So.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just leave that.
Well, you are. You're a good player.
But with no wind, I think they're going to take care of this course pretty well. But I played it. It was 48 degrees, windy, and with a little rain.
Of course it was.
And that can change. Just because it's nice today doesn't mean it'll be nice an hour from now. That's the way weather is in Ireland. But it's a fantastic course. If you keep it on the fairway, and the fairways and greens are just like here at home, they're just perfect. But get off those fairways, miss the greens by a slight amount, and you are in a world of hurt. And that's what
Hey, Jim, I'm curious. They've had to, if I'm not mistaken what I read, they had to build two new holes to accommodate the crowds that are going to be there. They had to reconfigure the course a little bit and actually build, was it 17 and 18, and redo the holes there so that they could accommodate bleachers and whatnot for the fans?
As much as that, they felt that the 17th and 18th holes were weak holes to finish an Open championship. So they hired Martin Ebert to put in two new holes. The two new holes are going to be 7 and 8. And 17 and 18 now no longer exist. So the finishing hole is now the old 16th hole.
Yeah, 15, 16. 15,
16 are the two finishing holes. And playing the course, you wouldn't know that there are two new holes on the course. It fits in so perfectly. Yeah.
And it's the most northern, Frank, if you look at the map of Ireland. I don't know that there's another golf course. I guess Jim would know certainly better than I would. If there's another course further north, it's right on the tip, if you look at a map of Ireland, of Northern Ireland.
Yes, Port Rush, probably right there. Probably is the most northern in Northern Ireland. You can, in the Republic of Ireland, go a little further north at Ballyliffin, which I also played on the second trip.
Hey, Tim, I've got a question just in the middle of this. So Jim gets to go twice, and so I want to be the travel editor for Golf Talk America, and Jim can be a co-host. I want to start taking these trips. I think Tim and I, you just host the show, Jim. Tim and I are going to start taking these trips.
Well,
Jim, just
the blood just went out of his face.
I would have to be paid proportionately to do that.
You'll get the same as we get.
I want to be sure to tell everybody listening that Ireland is an absolutely fantastic place to vacation.
It's beautiful.
You don't have to be a golfer. If you like the Game of Thrones, for instance, you can take a whole tour of Game of Thrones sites from Ireland.
Is that where they film it?
That's where a lot of it was filmed.
I've never seen the first episode of Game of Thrones.
Well, I knew you would say that.
I hear the Game of Thrones dragon in the background. Is that a sound effect, Frank, that you're using?
Bogey's happy that everybody's here. The studio, Golf Talk America studio, we have two, but I'm in my home studio. And so Bogey only to be rivaled by Carl Paulson's dog barking in the background in the past. So on Inside the Ropes. So sorry about that, listeners, but that is Bogey the Wonder Dog.
Well,
by the way, we're joined by Jim Grosstein, sports writer and golf writer,
and works with us an awful lot in his travel. So I'm just trying to reset you there, Jim, why we have you on and what you're doing here. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Continue talking about Northern Ireland. It's fascinating. It's a great place.
And on my second trip was just a golf buddy trip. It was actually previously planned, and I played four or five other courses, all excellent: Port Stewart, Ballyliffin, Castle Rock, Ballycastle.
What was the toughest course you played in the two trips?
Royal County Down, without doubt.
Royal County Down. Why is it so tough? What makes it so hard?
The first time I played it, it was cold. It rained the entire round, and extremely windy. Second time I played it, just windy, not too much rain. I put on the rain suit twice during the round, but didn't stay out very long.
But wasn't that cold, but windy?
You have blind tee shots. You have this, we've all heard of something called gorse.
Oh, yeah, gorse bushes. They're beautiful things.
They're beautiful, especially at that time of year when I was there. They were blooming, beautiful,
yeah,
yellow.
Gorgeous.
Yellow.
Can't
blooms.
Get a golf ball out of them.
You can't. If you hit it in there, it's so thick, you probably can't see it. If you see the ball, you can't reach in to get it because it's full of needles.
Yeah, stickers.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can't get your ball out. So it's basically a water hazard without water.
Yeah, it's terrible. And then the other is...
Or a water penalty area,
the other is
say.
Heather. And Heather, you can hit
I
it
never
out li- of
never
there,
liked her. Never liked Heather.
It's also...
You can't, it's just a brutal round of golf over there. Isn't it?
Hit it straight. That's all I can say. Hit it straight. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Have you been able to watch Frank? Have you been able to watch Frank? Any of the guys practicing?
Yes.
Like today or
absolutely.
The past days or
watching
like
this morning.
Tiger. Everybody's out on the course, of course.
We saw Tiger putting from about 30 yards off
the green.
One of the greens. And
We
could say from what we saw, he needs a little work on that.
Yeah, I don't think he was real serious about it. He and DJ were walking down the fairway, and he just kind of, he did set up to it, though, and hit it, but it made it maybe a third of the way. And then he had to hit it again, and it still didn't get it.
That's why you practice, right?
I guess, yeah. Jim, it's always a pleasure to have you. You play a lot of golf. You travel a lot. And Jim's going to be doing some features that you will be able to catch on the GolfTalkAmericaNetwork.com website that's being revamped as we speak. So give us about a week. But when that new site launches or relaunches, GolfTalkAmericaNetwork.com, TheGolfTalkAmericaNetwork.com.
And if anybody wants to go to Ireland and needs some information, try the website DiscoverNorthernIreland.com. Get in touch with me, Jim@GolfTalkAmerica.com. I can point you in some directions. There's some great tour operators there. Northern Ireland Golf Tours is the one I used. Fantastic people.
Yeah.
It's a great place. Go to the pubs.
I think.
First and foremost.
There we go. Now we're talking.
Now we're talking. Glenn Levitt.
Oh, they got pubs in Ireland?
Believe it or not.
They have Scotch.
Did not
there?
Know that.
Oh, that's in Scotland.
Right. I did. Irish whiskey is a lot
fell out of
better.
My chair.
I'm not an Irish whiskey fan. I am a Scotch fan, though. So, anyway.
Not too far away.
So it's
right there across the Isle of Man.
Yeah.
Right?
Wait a minute. When's winter in Ireland?
Well, you know, it's the same
from
time.
From December
as...
to November?
That's not
it's the same
nice.
Time, theoretically.
There's a two-week period when it's not winter. Yeah, that's about it.
Oh, great.
It's temperate. You know, it doesn't get that cold. It rarely snows, but it doesn't get that warm either.
Yeah. So it's 50s to 70s.
Yeah. When they said it was 67 today.
That's a heat wave.
Fort Rush, I thought, boy, are they so lucky.
Yeah, it's not going to stay that way. It's going to be tough. It's going to be a great Open Championship, and the good part about it, too, is we'll be able to watch it in prime time. So, midnight.
Well, we'll be able to watch the first rounds. Yeah, Rory starts about 5 Eastern, 5:30 Eastern. DJ, Spieth, those guys fill in the morning. So, prime time morning, if you will, in this country. You can watch it anytime from 5 or 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 in the morning. I think Tiger goes right around 10-ish, that he's teeing off in the first two rounds. Or the first round. So it's, but it's you're right. It's kind of like watching Wimbledon yesterday, which, what a great, great.
Yeah. Roger Federer.
What a great event yesterday.
We need to touch on that,
Djokovic.
Too. My gosh.
Just a great. But
longest ever. Tim, longest ever.
In our time.
Longest
ever. Ever match, yeah.
Longest match ever in the history of Wimbledon. Wow. Yep,
it was crazy. I watched it, too. Here's what happened, Frank, is that, sidebar, but I'm doing my local show in Dallas. I'm on at 8 in the morning when they started Dallas time at 8 o'clock, right? So they start playing. So I'm doing my show, talking all kinds of stuff, but intermittently would give an update on what's going on with the match, right? Oh, it's 2-2 now in the first set and kind of give people an update. That was at 8 in the morning. I pick my wife up from the airport. We go to lunch. We get back to the house. It's like 1:30, and they're in the fifth set, still playing.
Yeah.
And it started at 8 in the morning. That's how long it went. I actually did all kinds of stuff. Wasn't even really thinking about it. I recorded. I thought, well, I'll see you at the end. I get home. It's still on.
Yeah.
And I got to see almost the entire – yeah, it was crazy. But what a match. One of the great matches. I mean, I feel bad for Federer, but he's got 5 years on him too. Djokovic is 5 years younger. You know, to play that long, to play almost 5 hours at that age is remarkable.
Yeah, I think he was pretty tired at the end.
Anyway,
pretty tired.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jim, any parting thoughts before we try to wrap this puppy up?
Well, I will say that when you go to play golf in Ireland, you should hire a caddy. Not just because they can find your ball, which is the most important thing, but they're witty too. We had a guy with us that liked to
make fun of your game.
We had a player with us who would always give caddies a hard time. He said to one caddy, "You know, you're the worst caddy I've ever had." And the caddy answered.
The player said that to the caddy?
Yeah, and he's a funny guy. He was kidding. But the caddy immediately says back to him, "No, that would be too much of a coincidence."
Slapping right in the face.
Yeah.
So did your caddy that you had over there, did he club you after he saw some of your swings and shots?
Oh, yeah. Oh, especially
so they started clubbing you?
The guy I had at Royal County Down was just fantastic. A couple of caddies, you know, aren't as good. It's just like anywhere else. You either get along or that you don't.
Yeah.
I had a caddy at Portrush who had been an extra on Game of Thrones, and told us how he had been killed 15 times in one day at a battle scene. in the last
I don't want to be an extra in a battle scene. That's not love scene, maybe, but not the battle scene.
Well, if it was a love scene, you would be an extra.
I'd probably be the star. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Frank! Yeah, step in now, please.
Yeah,
you?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Stand in. I would be the guy with the pie in the face, whatever. Anyway, so big week. The Open Championship kicks off. Jim,
trivia question for you, Frank.
Go.
And Jim, before we go, what country has won the most British Opens?
Jim?
Which country?
No
Googling.
I'm not. Well, I would say it's either England or United States.
I would say it would be the United States.
You're both going to be shocked that it's Scotland.
I was going to say that. I was going to say that.
Scotland has
Diane and Russell Knox.
Times.
I'm sorry. Go.
U.S. has won 42 times.
I was close.
So if an American wins, then they will be tied. But who would have believed that? I mean, I guess you've got to go way back, right, in the early days of the Open. Probably dominated by Scotland. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, they've still Scotland has won more Open championships than any other country. So, anyway.
Make Glenn Levitt in Scotland, so there.
That explains that.
That explains that away.
There you go. That's why that happened.
Anyway, so it's been a fun year so far. With lots of tournaments. Jim's traveling all the time while we're working. That's okay. We understand. And whatever.
I think we're going to get to Ireland. Didn't Brendan, our former co-host here, didn't he say that he had some hookup that we might be next year or sometime going?
Yeah,
they've invited us over.
Yeah, they've invited us over to do the show
and play some courses and all that.
Yeah. So I think we'll take the whole entourage.
Yeah, you'll need me to show you around.
We'll just take the whole team and go. And what we'll do is we'll sneak over to Scotland. I'll ask Diane Knox, who co-hosts with us some on the road, to meet us over there, and we'll go to Scotland and hang out with the Knox family, too, while we're at it. Russell's sister, Diane.
You're dying to actually go to a distillery, aren't you?
You betcha. I mean, parched.
Yeah. Frank, we can play golf, or we could go to a distillery. Yeah, you guys, I can play golf anywhere.
Yeah, I'll play golf when I get back to the States. You know, this is too hard over here.
The mecca of Glenn Levitt. Yeah, only once. So,
anyway.
Heading to the shrine.
So again, just to say a thank you to Marriott Griffin Gate this week for the Barbasol Championship. We will be live from reporting on the Open also, but we'll be live there, and we'll have some live reports from some of the Golf Talk America wandering crew that are in Ireland this week. But the Marriott Griffin Gate Resort will be our host and home this week for the Barbasol Championship, just as this Barry thing that came through New Orleans is making its right turn and heading right toward Lexington, Kentucky. Unbelievable. Perfect. Last year it rained the whole tournament, and I'm afraid that we may experience that again this year. I hope not.
You might.
I hope it clears out, but doesn't look pretty. But then the next week we will be in Memphis for the inaugural WGC FedEx St. Jude Invitational. That'll be a lot of fun, a lot of big names. So our season, Tim and Jim, our season is the pedals to the metal now, all the way through the Tour Championship.
Yeah, so we'll be at Chicago, at Medina for the BMW Championship coming up. So, yeah, a lot of stuff going on.
Straight back to the Tour Championship in Atlanta at the Omni Hotel CNN Center is where we stay there.
And I'll be in Nova Scotia next month.
The guy won't even stay in this country. Can you believe that? We do all the work, and he gets all the trips. How does that work?
Going to Memphis and Chicago is no big deal. He's traveling the globe. And then I'll be in Bali Open.
Where is Nova Scotia?
Way up by – it's almost in Port Rush. It's almost in Northern Ireland.
It's about halfway.
You get in a small little boat, and you go halfway, and you're right there.
Small little boat.
You're way up in the corner. You're above Maine, Frank, in Nova Scotia.
Yeah, I know. I know. Way up there. It's cold up there. No, thank you.
Yeah, they got winter time there, too. Jim, thanks so much
for being
with us. We appreciate it. Yeah, we love the insight into golf, and everybody now has a little bit maybe better feel for what we can expect to watch at Royal Port Rush for the Open Championship when it gets started on Thursday morning. So, thank you very much for being with us and contributing as always, but in specifically giving us this insight for British Open. Very apropos that you happen to be there for us to talk about. So
give us that website one more time for the folks over in
discovernorthernireland.com.
Yeah, check them out, discovernorthernireland.com, or send an email to jim@golftalkamerica.com if you have questions, and he can direct you the right way. So there you go.
Definitely.
There it is, Tim.
All right, Jim, we're about done. Frankie, one last note, Tony Romo, congratulations. I said I mentioned that there was a celebrity tournament. Tony Romo won that second straight year at the American Century, the cool tournament in Tahoe.
Who did he play for in Pittsburgh? Who
did he play for? Big athletes play for.
He's a football player, right?
He plays for CBS. He plays for CBS now. That's all I know.
CBS?
Plays
who?
Plays for the Jim Nance golf team. Yeah.
Right about now. Oh, gosh.
Congratulations. By the way, here's another fun fact as we go, Frank. Tiger Woods. We know we haven't seen him very much, and people are saying, is he playing it right? Is he taking so much time off between these majors? Is it affecting him? We'll see.
Yeah.
He's had 10 competitive rounds since he won the Masters. That's all. 10 competitive rounds.
Yeah.
And that was the Masters. That was the first major. Now we're into the fourth, so that's how little he has been playing. So I don't know. We'll see at Royal Port Rush if it's going to affect him or not. Equally, Brooks Koepka's had 28 rounds since the Masters at the same time frame. So Koepka's certainly been playing more than Tiger has. But, Tiger has had a bunch of surgeries and everything else, so we'll see if that strategy is paying off. But I thought that was interesting.
Maybe he can get Hogan-esque. That's what Hogan did.
Tape it up and get out there and play. Yep. And sometimes you do a lot better than you think you would, even when you're injured. Okay, let's play the music.
We're done.
We're finished. Thanks so much for everybody. You guys are awesome. Thank you to Jim Grosjean for being with us. We do appreciate it. Thank you also to Brendan Sweeney with the French Lick Resort and giving us an update on the Donald Ross Classic and the fact that he and Frank are now being investigated by the Indiana State Police once again. This always happens when they go to French Lick. I love the sound effects. He's always got something ready to go. And Bogey the Wonder Dog. I never give him enough credit. Thank you, Bogey, for co-hosting another show with us as well. For Frank Bassett, I'm Tim Matthews. Thanks for joining us. And remember to join us next time right here on Golf Talk America. Take care, everybody.